start in Mill Square.
G'day, g'day. My name is Dane, and I'd like to welcome you to Alexandria, the jewel of far eastern Ontario, a town of wonderful historic sites, as I hope we'll see just now. The big stone building here, now home to Priest's Mill Glassworks, is the old Alexandria Mill. It was a grist mill, a place where farmers could get their grain ground to flour, and it operated until the 1960s. It was built in 1905 and is actually the third mill on the site. The first two burned. The original mill was built in 1819 by the big bishop, the Reverend Alexander MacDonnell, parish priest of nearby St. Raffles and later first bishop of Upper Canada. It was surely a rustic log building with some sort of dam to hold back the Garry River, a water wheel to harness the river's power, and a pair of millstones to do the grinding. By no means a simple project to pull together in a backwoods setting. But it was soon up and running, the first mill in the area, the first industrial installation, and the building that put Alexandria on the map. There had been a few settlers in the area before 1819, but once there was a grist mill, the settlement, initially named Priest's Mill in the Big Bishop's honor, quickly expanded. Earlier, the only option for anyone in the Alexandria area wishing to have his grain ground before the Big Bishop's mill was built was to put a bag of grain on his shoulder and walk to the mill at Williamstown, built in the 1790s, or at Martintown, built 1801. The Big Bishop was big in stature, well over 6 feet tall, and big in ambition and accomplishment. He had arrived in St. Raffles in 1805 and soon set about building two of the greatest buildings of pioneer Ontario. The Bishop's House in St. Raffles, built 1808, still standing, and St. Raffles Church, built 1819 to 1826, burnt in 1970 and now a magnificent and carefully tended ruin. MacDonnell's parish was Little St. Raffles, but his vision was province-wide. He encouraged emigration from Scotland and Ireland, established parishes across Upper Canada, built churches and schools and mills, and advocated for immigrants in government circles in Canada and Great Britain. When Priest's Mill was renamed at the end of the 19th century, it was named Alexandria, again in honor of the Reverend Alexander MacDonnell. By whatever name, the little town got a big boost in 1844 with the arrival of D.A. Sandfield MacDonald, just 27 years old, already rich, and soon the top dog in town. He owned the grist mill and a sawmill and a general store and another general store at Lancaster. He owned most of the land where the town would grow and an ashery. Making potash from hardwood ashes was the leading pioneer-era industry. Later, he was instrumental in bringing the railway to Alexandria, the Canada-Atlantic Railway, in 1882. The four Sandfield MacDonald brothers had grown up in St. Raffles in the era of the Big Bishop and seemed to have been infected with his vision that anything was possible, even in a backwoods settlement. All four brothers were successful, two of them spectacularly so. John Sandfield MacDonald was a leading lawyer and businessman in Cornwall, a member of Parliament for 26 years, Prime Minister of Canada from 1862 to 1864, and Premier of Ontario from 1867 to 1872. He spoke Gaelic, English, and French. His little brother, D.A. Sandfield MacDonald, was not only the leading businessman of Alexandria, but a contractor in the construction of canals, railways, roads, and waterworks on a continental scale. In the 1850s, at the same time he built the Montreal Waterworks, and with his brothers, the Montreal to Cornwall section of the Grand Trunk Railway, he converted the old grist mill in Alexandria to steam power and built a new steam-powered sawmill on Highway 43, where the fire station is now. D.A. was also an MP for 18 years and a cabinet minister and lieutenant governor of Ontario from 1875 to 1880. In 1892, he founded the Glengarry News, still owned by his descendants, while his fine house, the big yellow house, Garry Fen, still stands proud on the west end of Mill Square.
Drive north on Ottawa Street, then go west on Kenyon Street, Highway 43, to the fire station.
It was here, where the fire station now stands, that D.A. Sandfield MacDonald built his new steam-powered sawmill in the 1850s. 3 decades later, in the early 1880s, that sawmill was taken over by a new arrival in Alexandria, J.T. Shell, born near Woodstock, Ontario, in Alexandria from 1882, and soon a leading local businessman. It was Shell's many metal and woodworking businesses, along with the sleigh and buggy building empire of Monroe and McIntosh, that created and sustained Alexandria's prosperous 1880 to 1920 industrial golden age. Shell partnered early on in Glengarry with D.M. McPherson, the cheese king, in the manufacture of cheese boxes and other wood products. Soon, with McPherson or without, he was operating sawmills at Alexandria, Dorney, Williamstown, and Monkland, as well as the foundry and wood products plants at the fire station site. He supplied the interior fittings for the Victoria Memorial Museum in Ottawa in 1911, and the new main post offices at Toronto and Winnipeg, among many other projects. Chances are that any fancy front porches still seen today on century-old Glengarry houses and the fine staircases and fancy woodwork within came out of J.T. Shell's workshops. He also built schools, houses, cheese factories, and businesses, and took on railway contracts, including in 1906, the Hawkesbury to Ottawa section of the Canadian Northern Railway. Shell was an Alexandria town councillor in the 1890s when, probably not coincidentally, the town got its new waterworks and electrical system. And from 1900 to 1908, he represented Glengarry in federal parliament. He died in 1916, and his factories and businesses all disappeared in surprisingly short order. Today, there is not so much as a street name to honor his remarkable accomplishments.
Go east on Kenyon Street to Maine, then north to St. George Street and turn east.
The corner of Main Street and St. George was, for at least two generations of Alexandrians, the M&M Corner, the site of the 5 factory buildings of the Monroe and McIntosh Sleigh and Carriage Company, the place where the buggy from Glengarry and a host of other horse-drawn vehicles were manufactured through the glory years of the horse and buggy era, 1880 to 1920. At its peak before the First World War, M&M produced more than 10,000 sleighs and carriages a year for markets across Canada, in the U.S., and overseas. Hugh Monroe, a blacksmith by trade, and John D. McIntosh, a wheelwright, were cousins and farm boys from Glengarry, Monroe from west of Glenroy, McIntosh from Apple Hill. They began working together in the 1870s, and in the mid-1880s, with business humming and vast new markets available via Alexandria's new railway connection, they built that complex of factories on the M&M corner. McIntosh, quiet by nature, managed the manufacturing side of the business, while the outgoing Monroe was the company's traveling super salesman. There were separate factories for woodworking, metal, upholstery, and shipping. M&M built sleighs in summer and buggies in winter, always ready for the coming season. New vehicles were carted to Alexandria train station and loaded into waiting boxcars. More M&M products were shipped from Alexandria station than all other freight combined. The factories employed more than 200, and with the huge quantities of wood bought from area farmers, brought prosperity to Alexandria and surrounding Glengarry County. Now, nor should we forget that the horse and buggy brought a revolution to transportation in the late 19th century. Large numbers of people, for the first time, could use their own vehicles to go where they wanted, when they wanted. It's a freedom we associate with the automobile, but it began with the horse and buggy. Both Monroe and McIntosh were active in public life, especially Monroe. Both were on Alexandria Town Council. Monroe also Reeve and Mayor, and two-term member of Ontario Parliament. Both contributed generously to the construction of the Church on the Hill, and both were among the early backers of the Glengarry News. Alas, in the 1920s, the growing popularity of the automobile undermined M&M's success. McIntosh died young of kidney disease, and neither partner had heirs who might have moved the company forward. McIntosh had no children, Monroe a daughter who married a dentist and moved to Edmonton. The five-building factory complex on the M&M corner was idle by 1930, torn down by 1938.
Proceed east on St. George Street.
Monroe and McIntosh both lived on St. George Street East, just steps from their factories, Monroe at 18 and McIntosh at 25. Both homes are still there. Notice the new blue plaques on the buildings, noting their celebrated former residents.
Go east on St. George to Bishop Street and head north.
The big factory on Bishop Street near the tracks is Alltech Biotechnology, a manufacturer of agricultural nutrients. The building was built in 1952 and operated 1952 to 1999 by Carnation Milk.
Turn west on McDougall Street, beside the tracks, to Alexandria train station.
Of course, there have been many factories in Alexandria over the years, some big, some small, manufacturing all manner of things, rail cars, food trucks, furniture, bread, cheese, clothes, shoes, stable litter, windows, you name it. Here at the station in former times were at least two factories, those of Alexandria Wood Pipe, which made pipes of wire-wrapped elm planks from 1910 to 1935. Alexander John de Lobinière MacDonald was the manager. And Alexandria Wood Products, Joseph Choquette proprietor, which made hockey sticks in the 1930s and 1940s for the Montreal Canadiens, Boston Bruins, and other NHL teams.
Go west on McDougall to Main, turn north, and go over the tracks to the big Alexandria Molding Building on the west side.
Alexandria Molding is the biggest company ever to operate out of Alexandria. It employs some 400 people here in town and another 600 at a series of manufacturing and distribution centers across the U.S. and Canada. It makes moldings, door frames, railings, columns, paneling, and other products of pine, hardwood, and wood composite that are sold in lumber yards and retail chain stores across the continent. The company was founded as a builder's supply by Roland Cholette in the early 1940s. It turned to windows and doors in the later 1940s as Alexandria Sash and Door, then added moldings in the early 1950s and grew from there. Alexandria remains Alexandria Molding's East Coast hub with this giant 220,000 square foot distribution center, plus a manufacturing plant and the company's kilns just behind it, and another factory on McDonald Boulevard in the town's industrial park. There is also a warehouse on Sandfield Street in the southwest corner of town, near where the company got its start 80 years ago. Alexandria Molding's West Coast Manufacturing and Distribution Center is in Moxie, Washington, interestingly, a town settled by French Canadians in the latter 19th and early 20th centuries. There are also distribution centers in La Porte, Indiana, and Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Hardwood manufacturing is centered at Bradford, Ontario, north of Toronto, a town like Alexandria, with a long history of lumbering and woodworking. That's our little tour. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you'll come back to Alexandria or maybe come and live in wonderful little Alexandria. Thanks very much.